Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Back with you on the John Chuckford Show, live in the Key Studios, Thursday night with you. Final hour of the show is the start of the Brownlicker Music Hour. Chuck Horace gets first request. We said this in the during the segment, That's Life. TSOP, we're doing our favorite instrumental songs and... this course, you know, also the Soul Train theme. Soul Train dancers. You ever heard of Soul Train?
Oh, yeah. I love me some Soul Train.
Okay. All right. Just want to be sure. All right. We got a few things to clear up. 404-741-0929. Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey app, say, catch us on the go. Social media, 92 on the game, at JMSH316, at underscore Dylan Matthews. All right. Third quarter has just started. Celtics are up 70-45 right now on the Miami Heat. Actually, take that back. Make it 72-45. They are throttling the Heat. I don't know what the hell happened that it got away so quickly, because Miami had an early lead. We gave it the score, and the Celtics just, I mean, shot the lights out. They shot 60% from the field in the first half. So they're blowing out Miami. We'll see if this score holds up. There's a turnover, and they're on a fast break, and that was a horrible decision that he just made there. But anyway, so Celtics are rolling right now. We were talking about instrumental themes. Few people chimed in with theirs. Moments of Love by Art of Noise. I was listening to that in the commercial break. Long song. It's like 10 minutes long, but that's pretty good stuff. Adagio, the song from Platoon. That's a good song as well. The Jaws and Jurassic Park themes. I'll tell you another one from John Williams, too. I love the Indiana Jones theme as well. That's another good song.
That's a good call.
Yeah. Multiple People Had Green Onions by Booker T. That's... Mike Conney used that song when he used to have his remember when he did like a he was doing a lifestyle segment on the morning show with Freaky and those guys, whatever like that. He that was his song on there. Probably don't remember that.
Nah, I first remember hearing Mike Conney on the show when he was doing the one on Dukes and Bell.
Okay, yeah, I think he had that. I think he used that song there.
Used the same song. Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
That was Green Onions. Theme from Airwolf, Fever Dream from 300, The Horse. I'm not familiar with most of those songs. I know the theme from Airwolf. Jessica, yes, by the Allman Brothers. That's another good one out there. So have a little fun if you want to give us your thoughts on your favorite instrumental. Let me ask you this question, Dylan. This is going around on Twitter. This is like one of those hot topics on Twitter. Best Michael Jackson song of all time, but you're not allowed to say Thriller or Billie Jean.
Oh, okay. Thriller or Billie Jean. Okay, then it has to be what's the there's so many, but the one that initially comes to mind for me is what's the one that goes no, it's not that one. What is it? I'm thinking about the one that Chris Rock refers to on Rush Hour. What's that one? I'm trying to think of it. I can't remember.
The one that he sings at the karaoke.
Yeah, that one.
Don't Stop Till You Get Enough.
Yeah, that okay. One. I like that one.
A lot of people had Dirty Diana. I could go with that. Beat It's up there. If you're taking away Thriller and Billie Jean, Beat It's up there. My favorite's Off the Wall, the song Off the Wall.
Okay.
But Dirty Diana was a very popular choice among folks. That is a really good song with Steve Stevens on guitar on that thing.
Smooth Criminal will be up there for me too.
Okay. Was that – that was on Bad as well, wasn't it, Smooth Criminal?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So there you go. I remember the video. And then who was – somebody did a cover version of all that. So anyway. All right. Let's do a college football roundup.
It's time for the College Football Roundup, a complete look at all the collegiate football action. Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
All right. So we talked earlier about the Nick Saban story, of course. All right, let's do the audio part of this because we got all kinds of different responses and things like that. So let's first hear. Here's what got this whole thing started. Nick Saban talking about A&M buying other players.
And you've read about them. You know who they are. I mean, we were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team. Made a deal for name, image, and likeness. All right, we didn't buy one player. All right, but I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it.
Now, see, number one, it's not Nick saying that A&M cheated, okay? He said they bought their players and all that, but he didn't. It's not a matter of that they cheated. They did play within the framework of the system. That was a message, though, from Nick Saban. And the message is this, that, hey, you know how we said, like, all the cockroaches are now out in the light and everything's legal? Well, you know, hey, normally we do everything above board, but we may have to dip our toe into this, and I'm being facetious in the way that I'm saying this, but we have to get ourselves into that, and we may have to use some of our boosters. Look, they already use their boosters for all this stuff. There's nothing A&M's doing that Alabama's not doing already. It's Nick setting everybody up for, wow, I can't believe Alabama would have boosters that would get. He's setting it all up. Nick Saban doesn't do anything off the cuff when it comes to speaking. He never goes off the cuff. There's a purpose and a motive to everything he says. And this is, hey, we're going to have to get in that game with boosters and stuff too if things don't change. They're not going to change. And he's already doing it. But he doesn't want to, you know, he's taking away when people come out and say, wow, I can't believe Alabama did this. No. He told you in that quote that he doesn't know if it doesn't change. You know, we may have to do that too. Now, here's Jimbo and his response to Nick Saban.
First of all, I'll say it's a shame that we have to do this. It's really despicable. It's despicable that somebody can say things about somebody and an organization. More importantly, 17-year-old kids. You're taking shots at 17-year-old kids and their families. And they broke state laws. They're all money. We bought every player on this group. We never bought anybody. No rules were broken. Nothing was done wrong. It was all and the way we do things, the ethics in which we do things. And these families, it's despicable that a reputable head coach could come out and say this when he doesn't get his way or things don't go his way. A narcissist in him doesn't allow those things to happen. It's ridiculous. But when he's not on top and the parity in college football he's been talking about, go talk to coaches who coach for him. You'll find out all the parity.
Okay. Yeah, Saban is a little bit frustrated because A&M beat him. A&M out-recruited him. I mean, there is probably some of that. For Jimbo, he took it personal. And again, I'll say, I love this. I love the fact that, look, we got Jimbo mad at Nick Saban. We've got Pat Narduzzi mad at Lincoln Riley. And did you see that Jordan Addison may be hooked to $3.5 million of NIL money? Hey, man, it's a whole new world, and I love it. And as I said at the start of the show, way too much kissing and hugging and loving on one another. There needs to be more of this, you know, bad guy and, you know, you're a bad guy, you're a bad guy, F you, F you, F you, F you, F you. We got to get away from that. And we got to get more into the, hey, man, screw you, I'm going to beat your brains in mentality. Now, Nick Saban went on a, I think, Sirius XM radio show, and he apologized, and here's him talking about how A&M didn't do anything wrong.
I really wasn't saying that anybody did anything illegal and used a name, image, and likeness. I didn't say that. But that was something that was assumed by what I said, which is not really what I meant. Nor was it what I said. So there's nothing illegal about doing this. It's the system that allows you to do it, and that's the issue that I have.
Okay, he's right. He knew he was picking A&M, though, because they finished number one in recruiting. And that's the team he directly has to compete against. He has to compete directly against A&M. With all due respect to all the other schools and everything, A&M is one of the schools that he directly competes against. That's why he put it out there. That wasn't a mistake on Nick Saban's part. He'll say, oh, yeah, I didn't know what I was saying. He knew full well what he was saying and doing, okay? Now, this is kind of funny as well. So there was an attorney, let me get to this here, an NIL attorney, Mike Caspino, quote, having worked with A&M's collective, everything Jimbo Fisher said is 100% correct and true. He didn't violate any bylaws. If you keep the collective separate from the school, A&M and their collective are just very good at what they do. Okay. Do I think that there's some shenanigans? Of course. But that wasn't Nick Saban's point, per se. He's going to tell you, well, you know, I can't help but that you thought he did something illegal. I didn't imply that. Yeah, he kind of did, you know, out of all of it. Now, Lane Kiffin said that he was shocked and amazed by what Jimbo said. Now, Lane Kiffin put out a tweet last night after Nick said these things with the Peyton Manning, like, had the, you know, finger gun emoji and all that kind of, or whatever, not emoji, but GIF or whatever like that, right? Like, as if he was agreeing with Nick Saban about A&M and this, that, and the other. Also, too, interesting that he told Deion Sanders, who said, who was not happy, and we'll play that clip from Nick Saban just a second, but Deion was not happy. Lane Kiffin told Deion Sanders to lay off of Nick Saban, but here's what Saban had to say about Jackson State and the guy that they quote-unquote paid to come there.
Rules, just like Nate said, we have a rule right now that says you cannot use name, image, and likeness to entice a player to come to your school. Hell, read about it in the paper. I mean, Jackson State paid a guy $1 million last year that was a really good Division I player to come to school. It was in the paper, and they bragged about it. Nobody did anything about it.
No. They weren't bragging about it, by the way, but yeah. Interesting that Lane Kiffin told him to lay off of all of that. He should probably apologize for that right there. But Greg Sankey jumped into it too, issuing a statement. Quote, the membership of the Southeastern Conference has established expectations for conduct and sportsmanship that were not met last night nor today. A hallmark of the SEC is intense competition within an environment of collaboration. Public criticism of any kind does not resolve issues and creates a distraction from seeking solutions for the issues facing college athletics today. There is tremendous frustration concerning the absence of consistent rules from state to state related to name, image, and likeness. We need to work together to find solutions that will be our focus at the upcoming SEC spring meetings. Boy, that's going to be an interesting time out there because Jimbo doesn't want anything to do with Nick Saban. But Greg Sankey kind of had to come out and chastise him a little bit. And those meetings are coming up here soon. In Destin, as they always are, for that. Wild times, man. Wild times. All right, when we come back, I'm going to say it. I think A.J. Terrell might be the best draft pick the Falcons have had since Julio Jones. Talk about all that next. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios. Sports right now to the game, Odyssey.com app. When I found out yesterday,
don't you know that I heard through the grapevine? Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Back to more John Chuckery.
This time it's personal.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Back with you on the John Chuckery Show, live in the Kia Studios on a Thursday evening with you. Brown Liquor Music Hour rolling right along, 404-741-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey app site, catch on the go. Social media at 92 in the game, at JMCH316, at underscore Dylan Matthews. Celtics still putting a whooping on the Miami Heat. They've closed it down some. It's 82-64 as we're late in the third quarter, and they were shooting the lights out of the ball earlier. So Jimmy Butler having a big game. He's at 26 points, so right now 10 of 18 shooting, but he's a minus 13, I should say, on the floor. So he's not been as bad as some of the other guys, but yeah, they're getting blown out right now, and we will see what happens there. So came across this article on Pro Football Focus. They ranked the 25 players under the age of 25 coming into this season. And there are some big-time names on this list, right? Nick Bosa's number one. Wouldn't you love to have him? About Justin Herbert. About Jonathan Taylor at 3. My guy Tristan Wirfs at number 4. Justin Jefferson at 5. Micah Parsons at 6. Jamar Chase at 7. Jeffrey Simmons at 8. Then coming in at number 9, is A.J. Terrell. Quote, Terrell earned the highest coverage grade of any cornerback in the NFL last season, 90.1. He allowed just 29 catches for 200 yards all year and surrendered a league-low 47.5 passer rating into his coverage. His massive leap in production in just his second NFL season at such a difficult position moves him into the top 10 in this list. Now, he's number 9 overall, number 4 defensively. And go back to last year where he graded out as the second highest corner in the NFL. Only Jalen Ramsey had a better grade. And you think about all the things he didn't have. Didn't have anybody to play around or with him as far as another corner or safeties or things like that. And they, of course, had the most dreadful of all dreadful pass rushes available. An awful pass rush that couldn't sack the quarterback. And so quarterbacks had all kinds of time to pick back there and throw. But you look at his numbers, and they are staggering how good he was last year. And so I say that A.J. Terrell might be the best draft pick the Falcons have made since Julio Jones. For a guy to play that position and how important it is in today's league and to have taken that big a step in just his second year, it's amazing. And just think, if we come into this year, one is we expect Casey Hayward to be a nice running mate, right? He's been, you know, previously a second-team All-Pro player. He's had a really good NFL career. He's certainly a massive upgrade over what Fabian Moreau is. It's not even close. It's the reason why Fabian Moreau spent the previous two seasons before he came here as a special teams player, because he wasn't a corner, or not good enough to be the starting corner. So he's got that going for him. Then you expect a pass rush. It can't be worse, right? Ebikadi and Grady's back and Marlon Davidson. I don't know about Marlon Davidson, but he's back. Lorenzo Carter. You know, they've brought some guys in, and they think that they are better. I don't know about fixed. I don't buy that, but they are better. And you factor that they should be better in the pass rush. He's got a better guy to run with him back there. He might even have a better year. I don't know how much better statistically he can be than this, but he is really coming into his own, and it is amazing to think about how good he has been in a couple of years. And sometimes it doesn't always show up just watching it on the field because the defense is at times so bad, right? I mean, at times the defense just looks like it's lost out there, and they do the thing that is so important, so bad, and that's sacking the quarterback. You know, when you can't sack the quarterback, it just makes everything else look kind of bad. If you can get some sacks mixed in and make your defense look like it's sort of competent, you can highlight guys like A.J. Terrell more. But he's been outstanding. And I will say, I'm saying that knowing that they drafted Jake Matthews, Grady Jarrett, Deion Jones. You know, you could even make a, you know, you could say Vic Beasley was obviously a big part of the Super Bowl team. But since they drafted Julio Jones, I don't know that there's been a better draft pick than A.J. Terrell. And I'll be completely honest with you. I don't think I saw that. Well, I know I didn't see this coming. I didn't see him being this good, especially this quick. You know, I like the idea of drafting corner that year that he came out, but I wanted C.J. Henderson out of Florida. I wanted the Falcons to actually trade up and go get C.J. Henderson out of Florida because I thought he was going to be the better cornerback. That was the same draft, by the way, that have Jeff Okuda. Imagine now Okuda and Henderson, what they look like compared to A.J. Terrell. It's not even close. It's not even close. And it also set the narrative of why you can't let one play or one game dictate what a guy is. Remember all the critique about A.J. Terrell coming out? Oh, man, he was terrible against Jamar Chase in the national championship game. Okay. He didn't play well at all. Well, both those players are the top of their game right now. Both those guys are, you know, as good a wide receiver as there is in the league and as good a corner as there is in the league. I think it worked out for both guys rather well. But it's also why you just can't judge after one game. It's why you can't just put your eggs in the basket of, oh, well, he did terrible and he's not going to be. Well, now he's elite. He's not good. He's elite right now. And I'm excited because it's such an important position on the field. You know, now look, you have to have good corners in this league, obviously, if you can. I'd rather have pass rush. I'd rather have offensive line. But I would like to very much have good corners in this league. And Terrell's playing at a level that is in rarefied air right now. You don't have very many guys in this league that are outplaying him. And so I think A.J. Terrell, like I said, the numbers may not show it. Statistically, he might be hard to replicate how good he is. But I think his opportunity to make some real plays, whether that's interceptions or what have you, I think his opportunity to make some plays because Hayward's going to be on the other side of him, and you would expect Richie Grant to be better. You expect Jalen Hawkins to be better. And, yeah, they brought back Eric Harris, which I'd rather have brought back, you know, I don't even know what I'd rather brought back than all that. I'd rather have brought back, you know, platform shoes and bell-bottom pants than Eric Harris, but that's fine. They brought him back. They brought back Isaiah Oliver. I mean, that's still – bringing back Isaiah Oliver is better than bringing back Eric Harris. But anyway, but they should be better at safety and corner, and they should be better at pass rush. And if you put all those things together, there's no reason for A.J. Terrell not to have an outstanding year. And I think it is a shame that he did not get voted to the Pro Bowl. I think that's a shame. I think if he has another season like this, that will be corrected very much. You're not going to have back-to-back seasons that good and not be recognized by your peers or the league or whatever like that. You'll start to make your way onto all-pro teams, Pro Bowl, and this, that, and the other. Even if the Falcons aren't a winning organization, look how much love Bradbury got, right? Playing for Carolina, then headed over to the Giants, and now he just signed the one-year deal with the Eagles. You know, he was considered, you know, a top-tier corner, is considered a top-tier corner. I think A.J. Terrell, You do that in back-to-back years. Sometimes it takes a year to catch up right in the league and fans and everything like that. You do that in back-to-back years, Terrell's going to find himself on the Pro Bowl team, maybe starting in the Pro Bowl. Hell, it may be Jalen Ramsey and A.J. Terrell are the two starting corners in the Pro Bowl. That's assuming that the Falcons don't end up in the Super Bowl, right? Falcons end up in the Super Bowl, he's not going to have a chance to play. I know, I'm joking, I'm joshing. And I'm not joking. The Falcons will be in the Super Bowl. Anyway. Hugh, what do you think? Vote or poll? Anyway.
John Freaky?
Yeah, John Freaky, that guy. By the way, I'm filling in for Freaky next week, right? Everybody knows that. Well, not the whole week, I should say. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday of next week. Is somebody doing my show next week, Dylan?
John Freaky?
Yes, Freaky.
Chris Goforth.
Okay, so Goforth's doing Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
Yes.
Okay, so I will be on the morning show, be handling, it'll be me and Hugh. Don't forget to put my thing together for Hugh, my special theme.
I got you.
Okay, perfect.
Yes, sir.
So, but anyway.
John Freaky?
Yes, for Freaky. Who's got his mother in town. That's why he's going to be taking some time off. So I'm going to spend some time with her. So good for him. Because I was asking him today because we had the – you know, I've been here at the studio since 1:40 this afternoon.
Did you get a – is that part of your top-notch pay?
Yeah, yeah. We had a staff meeting today, a mandatory staff meeting, because the number two person in all of Odyssey was here today. Susan Larkin is her name. So she's – I don't know. Is she the COO or something like that? If David Fields is the top guy, she's the number two person. So we had a staff meeting that was at 2:00 today. So I've literally been here at the studio since 1:40 this afternoon. So that's what we're now at just about 9 hours. So we'll be, you know, pushing close to, you know,
pushing P.
Yeah, pushing P. Yeah, we'll be pushing close to, you know, 10 hours by the time I get home and everything. So anyway, so if I sound a little punch drunk, that's why. I've been here for a long, long time. I took a nap in my car. I just literally sat in my car for a little bit and took a nap and listened to the radio for a little bit. But anyway, Terrell is a monster, man. And listen, having good corners in this league that's rarefied air, man. When you can have a shutdown, lockdown corner, you know, think about, you know, the guys that, you know, in history that are like that, the Deons and the Darrell Revises and Mike Haynes and guys like that. Those guys are such assets. In today's world where, you know, we talk about why the pass rush is so important because, you know, in today's NFL, four or five guys are running out in patterns. So even having two good corners isn't enough. You got guys running all over the field out in patterns. If you can't get to the quarterback, you saw guys like Tyler Heinicke just stand around there, move around in the pocket, and they just pick this team apart. You can't cover for 7 seconds. It's hard to do in today's NFL. So to have a guy that's that elite and can help take out, you know, a top-tier wide receiver, that's massive. Now if they can just get their pass rush fixed, I mean, you know, this team's got a lot of things figured out. There's a lot figured out with this team if they can get their pass rush down. And I do think their pass rush will be better. I think their pass rush is going to be better than what it was. I'm not going to say that it's fixed. I don't know that they fixed everything, you know, with it. But I certainly think it is better, and I certainly think that, you know, they have improved, and I expect Ebba Cady to be a part of that. I expect Malone to be a part of that. Grady will do his thing. Hopefully they find a few sacks here, there, and everything. I think the sleeper guy, if you will, is Lorenzo Carter. I think he's going to be I'm trying to use a term other than underrated, but I think he's going to be the sleeper player for this defense or something like that. Having a hard time coming up with the right word, but how about unsung hero of this defense? How about that? I think he's going to be the unsung hero. I think you're going to see him put up some good numbers. And listen, if they can get the quarterback and they can put some sacks up on the board, A.J. Terrell is just going to be that much better of a player. So that's high praise, by the way, from Pro Football Focus. We don't normally get Falcons on a list that high, but he's been outstanding in only 2 years. All right, when we get back, we got some other stuff to get into, especially this story out of the WWE with Stephanie McMahon. Rather interesting about what she's going to be doing right now. So we'll talk about that as we head to the top of the hour in the JR Sports Brief. Chuck Reed in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio Network of the Game, theodyssey.com app.
After the end of a good fight, You deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's John Chuckery, nights 7 till 11.
Brought to you by DuckDuckGo, privacy simplified.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back with you on the John Chuckery Show, live in the Key Studios on this Thursday evening. Head at the top of the island, JR Sports Brief coming up next. 404-741-0929, Brown Liquor Music Hour, excuse me, rolling right along as well. Odyssey app site, Catch on the Go, social media after the game, at JMCH316 at underscore Dylan Matthews. A couple things here. Joseph Martinez was on the pitch today, and he's been upgraded to questionable for the match on Saturday in Nashville. Does he play? We'll see. Look, they're starting to figure some things out with Araujo and Almada. Those guys are starting to click and work together. Be interesting to see if they bring him in for, you know, even a little bit, right? Not saying he's going to start and he's going to play 90 minutes and blah, 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 but maybe he'll get a few minutes, you know, out of all of it. And you know what? It is his birthday today, so happy birthday to Joseph Martinez. But that would be something. That would be a shot in the arm that the Atlanta United needs pretty badly, right? If he can find a way to play on Saturday. And look, they lost to Nashville last week, right? That was the game last Wednesday that they lost in U.S. Open Cup. And they were taken out of that game offensively in the second half by Nashville's defense. Their manager made some adjustments, and they were able to figure some things out. But that would be a big boost if they could find a way to get Joseph in there, even just for a little bit, get his sea legs underneath him, let him start playing a little bit. But I like what we're starting to see out of Araujo and out of Almada. Those guys are starting to come along. And, you know, unfortunately because of injuries, you know, the back end is what's hurting them. Goaltending, defense, things like that. You know, they've given up some soft goals. You know, the goaltending is not the same without Guzan, but, you know, it is what it is. So, you know, you got to try to keep putting up those crooked numbers every week. Can't really afford to take a backseat offensively. So if you can get Joseph back and you can get your offense really going forward, right, you really want to get that offense cranked up and going. And they've been creating a lot of chances, just they haven't had as much go in the back of the net. Could be a game changer, you know, and I don't expect him to play very much in his first game back if he does play on Saturday, but any minutes are good minutes right now for Joseph Martinez. So happy birthday to Joseph, and hopefully we see you back on Saturday when they play in Nashville. This was an interesting story. Stephanie McMahon, who is the brand ambassador for WWE, has said that she is going to step down from her role and most all of her duties, and she's going to focus on her family. Now, she has a couple of I think they're teenagers by now. I think her daughters are teenage daughters by now. But, you know, Triple H, her husband, you know, he recently had, I don't know what exactly he had, but it was a cardiac procedure is what it was listed as, because it caused Triple H to have to retire from in-ring. Remember, he did the send-off at WrestleMania and all that stuff, but he's had to retire from in-ring wrestling. So he's had some health issues, and, you know, she's very big about her family. I mean, maybe Vince wasn't always very big about his family, but she's pretty big about her family and what her and Triple H, you know, have with the two girls that they have. So good for her. But I will tell you that, and supposedly Nick Khan will take over a lot of her duties. She's the brand ambassador. Like when you're trying to how do I say it? When you're trying to promote the brand of WWE to people, she's the person in charge of all that. I don't think she has much of anything to do with creative anymore. She did run the creative department for a long time, but I don't think she has anything to do with that now. I think that's up to Bruce that has all of that. But supposedly Nick Khan's going to take over a lot of her duties. They're going to sell. They're selling WWE. I'm telling you. Like, it's just, I have this feeling in my gut that says that they are going to sell that company. And I'm not going to be, I mean, I think it's two people. I think it's either Disney or it's Peacock. You know, and like NBC. I think it's going to be one of those two. I don't think it's going to be Fox. That was another person that was talked about, the Fox company. I don't think they're going to buy WWE. Even though they're on their TV, I think either like NBC, Universal, I guess, or whatever owns Peacock and all that, could be them, or I think Disney's the more likely candidate to buy them. And just like they did with Marvel and Star Wars and everything else that Disney owns, right? They want to own all of those entertainment brand types of things, right? And you're going to laugh when I say this, but I wouldn't be surprised if Disney buys them. You go down to whatever. I know Universal Studios used to have wrestling and all that. They used to film different shows there. But don't be surprised if they had wrestling down at Disney somewhere. And don't be surprised if they have, like, the Undertaker's train ride or something like that. Like, they built a whole bunch of Star Wars rides, right? Then they when they got Star Wars, like, they've got rides and stuff that tie in to Star Wars and all that. I haven't been to Disneyland in forever and a day. I was at Epcot a handful of years ago, but not Disneyland. But if they buy WWE, they'll be, like, you know, and let me tell you what else they will do. If they buy WWE, you know who they'll try to get to be their brand ambassador, right? Who's worked with WWE and done stuff for Disney? Who's done stuff with both of those companies? Take a guess.
I don't know.
We're gonna talk to it. We were supposed to talk to his, you know, his uncle or whatever, cousin last night.
Oh, Rikishi?
No. I mean, that's who we're supposed to talk to.
Yeah.
But who's his nephew or cousin or whatever like that that's part of that family that's got 315 million followers on Instagram?
Oh, The Rock. Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be surprised at all if Disney doesn't buy WWE and they get The Rock involved in some brand ambassadorship. Not wrestling and all that stuff. I'm talking about sort of like what Stephanie does, where she promotes what the WWE is. Now, look, he's got a million things on his plate, but has he ever turned down another paycheck?
Nope.
Okay.
That's interesting that you said that, though, because I did see, I think I saw Nick Kale retweeted or something. I forgot who had the quote, but, you know, somebody was trying to get The Rock to wrestle Roman Reigns.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, there's been – the reason is because it's obviously the Bloodline family.
Right.
There aren't a lot of great opponents for Roman Reigns. And WrestleMania is in Hollywood next year. It's in Los Angeles. It's in Hollywood. So they've been out there before, but it's in Hollywood next year. And there are people who think that it would be a very natural tie-in for The Rock to come back and wrestle his cousin and, you know, for the title and all that kind of stuff. So and The Rock would put him over. Like, The Rock's not winning the championships. He doesn't have time for all that stuff. So he'd put Roman over. But that would be a huge spectacle. So it could happen. We're not that terribly far away from when they would normally think about what their WrestleMania plans are, but we'll see. Trying to negotiate with The Rock and get him to do anything is like next to impossible. But if Disney took over WWE, I could see The Rock doing brand ambassador stuff for them, doing brand ambassador and promotional stuff and things like that. Again, vignettes and different things like that. I could see him very much doing all that. And then, like I said, you'll have the Undertaker ride and, you know, like the Undertaker had a finishing move called the Last Ride. You could have something like that, like the Undertaker's Last Ride or whatever like that, that you could have fun stuff like that out of all of it. But more importantly is they would want all the footage in the property. I mean, that footage is worth, I mean, you know how much Peacock paid them $1 billion to stream on their service. Peacock gave him $1 billion to come and stream, you know, on our platform and everything like that. So that's how important that footage is, because the WWE, I won't say that they own all of the historical wrestling footage, but they own their stuff, WCW, a lot of NWA stuff. They've got a lot of different territory stuff from back in the old days. You know, there are things like Houston and Memphis that they don't own. They obviously don't own TNA or anything like that, or Ring of Honor. But, you know, the stuff that most people would understand and know from back in the day, that they have all the big properties. Again, WWF and, you know, all of that stuff, WWE, WCW, some NWA stuff as well that they have. So, yeah, they have quite the archive that's what's worth a fortune. That's how they fleeced WCW. I mean, not that they did, but I mean, WCW just wanted to get the hell out of the wrestling business. I'm telling you, I still want to talk to Steve Koonin about that. One of my goals is, even if I have to do it off the record, I want to talk to Steve Koonin, because he was brought up in the Nitro book. When that book, The History of WCW Nitro, he was brought up in that book as being one of the people who didn't really want wrestling on TV anymore. I want to ask him about all that. But anyway. All right, when we get back, we will wrap things up with a Love TKO. We'll get on out of here. We get ready for the JR Sports Brief coming up at the top of the hour. Chuck, we're here for a few more minutes with you on Sports Radio, Not That Game, and on the Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Wrapping things up here on the John Chuckery Show is we do that Love TKO. Getting ready for the JR Sports Brief coming up here at the top of the hour. Before we get out of here, though, and we'll recap the Celtics here real quick, let me let you listen to what is the greatest opening lyric in all of music history. Looking back over my years, I guess I shed some tears. It turned into a butt-whooping in Miami tonight. Celtics win 121. Well, I shouldn't say they have won, but there's 3 minutes to go. It's 121-93 right now. They were just up by 30 points in this game. So it will be a tied series, and now it heads back to Boston. I think Boston wins this series. I think they're a hot team right now. They've gotten points from everywhere tonight. Brown's got 24. Smart's got 24. Tatum's got 27. Now Horford's got 10 tonight. Williams off the bench has another 19 tonight. It's been mostly the Jimmy Butler show. Butler's got 29 points by himself, but Vincent's got 14, and Oladipo's got 11, and that's it. Everybody else is just fledgling away. Well, Tyler Hero's got 11, so that ain't much, but he's 0 for 3 from three-point land. So, yeah, that was a that's a butt-whooping here tonight that they put on the Miami Heat. But, again, it ties it up. Now the series starts, right? Isn't that the old rule in sports, is the series doesn't start until the road team wins a game? Well, the road team just won a game and just got it cranked up and going. So they'll get back at it here in a few days. We'll have the Western Conference on tomorrow. And then, of course, Braves back at it, most importantly. Braves baseball back. Maybe we can win. I'm hoping. Planning. So what I'm hoping for is that they are finally going to try to win a series. I mean, I don't know what the Braves are right now. They're frustrating. I know that. It's not panic time yet, but now you're 8 back. You know, the Mets took care of business today, so, and they're going to be without Scherzer for the next 8 to 10 weeks. So they're at least a couple of months without Scherzer, and they're still talking about DeGrom is July before they get him back. So it's not like you're going to see, you know, their top two pitchers anytime soon. And, brother, now is a chance to try to really catch up on the Mets. You know, you got to win some games, and you got to hope that they lose, because they don't have some of those stoppers every fifth day to change things up. So this is an opportunity for them to try to get some things done. So we'll see what happens. Starts tomorrow night in Miami. All right, we got to get out of here. For Dylan, it's Chuckery. We'll see you. Bye. Taking the bumps and the bruises of all the things. A two-time engine. See, I try to hold on, my faith is gone. It's just another sad song.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.